Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Ho, 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 ho.
It's a bridge too far to dress up like a wrestler or something.
Did you dress up as Santa?
Or the Beast from Beauty and the Beast, but this is not. This is different.
Did you dress up as Santa?
Not different, bro.
Did you dress up as Santa?
No, I did not.
Well, I got to do it then.
I didn't go that far. I wrote a note to Chris from Santa and said thank you for it. But I did play that role.
So what I did last year was I went into ChatGPT and I got the Santa voice, right? And I sent the prompt for Santa to repeat. And I played that for Riley. And it says, ho, 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 hi, Riley. This is Santa.
You should have done it yourself.
Bro, it's
you had to get AI. See, again, that's what's wrong with America.
My kid's gonna be like, "That's not Santa. Now. That's my dad." I'm like, "She's gonna know, bro."
Dude, you do Italians, you do New Yorkers, you got voices all day. What are you talking about?
It's gonna be tough because, like, I can't. Where's dad?
You're just like everybody else. You use the AI.
Yeah.
You didn't use your own creativity.
The voice was good. It was a hit. It was a. She's like, "Can we call Santa again?" No.
That's the new world.
He's busy.
Not gonna be able to tell.
But anyway, you know, we're not gonna agree on Christmas or Halloween.
Well, throw out the bucket,
whatever
for
you
me.
Call it, Harvest Fest,
Grizz Trick or Treat bucket. Don't disrespect.
Don't give
the
it
Harvest
to Jason.
Fest.
Don't give it to Jason. He don't.
No,
he
don't bring it to the neck of the woods in Cordova.
October 31st is Halloween night. There's no giveaway there. November 3rd is Hustle Night. No giveaway items that I see. November 5th is Houston Rockets Civic Engagement Night. That means you need to engage with the city. Which means that first 5,000 fans will get a chance to sit at the lease negotiations table. We're going to engage with the city, right? Isn't that what that means? Or is that something different?
Everything's in good faith.
All right. So in good
we
faith,
trust.
5,000, the first 5,000 fans will get to sit at the table with Robert Parrott and Paul Young. November the 7th is HBCU night. Classic edition Grizz hat to the first 5,000 fans.
Okay.
That's like, I assume, their logo. They'll be wearing the throwbacks that night.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I'll
that's
be there.
A good one.
I'll be there.
Yeah, 5,000. So
I'll be there celebrating the hell out of HBCU night, brother.
Again, can't be the best because first 5,000 are getting to these. It's where there's only 3,000. They've got to be the best promotional giveaways.
November 9th versus OKC. That's Military Appreciation Night. Classic Edition Crossbody Bag to the first 5,000. December 5th versus the Clippers. Robin Hood City Night. City Edition Sunglasses to the first 5,000. December 26th for the Bucks is the City Edition Scarf to the first 3,000. December 30th for the 76ers is the Superhero Ja Morant and Jaren Lunchbox.
Now you're getting
3,000 fans.
These have cut to 3,000. So City Edition Scarf, and then you said it's a lunchbox, right, with Ja and Jaren? That'll be a fan favorite.
I'm just going to do the 3,000 ones.
These are where you need to be.
Because there's a lot of giveaways, okay? There's a lot of promos. January 21st is the Mentoring Night. You get a mentor shirt, the first 3,000 fans. So I will bring my mentee and I will mentor that person and I will get a shirt. All right. Let's see. 3,000 Grizz birthday, January 31st, classic edition, Super Grizz squish to the first 3,000 fans.
You figure that's going to be on one of the better ones.
What's a squish? Jason's making a gesture. You think it's like a ball?
It's for tension. Yeah. Oh, you know,
okay.
Kind of
okay.
like that, you know, that's what I'm going to imagine.
Like a squish ball.
Squish,
all right. Ja Morant, okay, here we go. Here we go. This is the one right here. March 18th versus the New York Knicks.
Yes.
It's the Call 12 cell phone to the first 3,000 fans.
This is the one I've had it circled. I've been waiting on John to get down.
Oh, there's going
to
be a
fight. This is the
fight.
Best one.
There's going to be a fight
a
for
call
that one.
A call 12 cell? Come on.
Call 12 cell.
They're only doing 3,000.
It's like the ESPN phone from back in the day. Remember that?
Yep.
It's going to be just like that. Now, can I get service to this thing?
What was the one with the dance? Wasn't there one that, remember they did, was it Jaren doing the dance or Ja? You remember what I'm talking about?
I vaguely do remember what you're talking about.
A couple of years ago.
Was it a video game?
No, I thought it was just a little miniature version of them dancing, but maybe I'm wrong.
I kind of have like a very, very vague.
I can't remember the name of the dance anymore.
It's not a Funko Pop, but it's like something else. I kind of remember what you're talking about.
This will be, the prize of the promotional giveaways.
Yeah, that's the last 3,000. Oh, there's actually one more. There's a classic edition viewfinder to the first 3,000 fans on the March 28th against the Bulls. What is a viewfinder? Is that binoculars?
I'm not sure. Is that not one of those old things you look through and... Yeah, I'm dating myself. We had these cards. Me and Brad, we'd slip into this thing. We'd look into it.
With a camera?
Yeah, but that doesn't sound
like... Was that
like
a kaleidoscope
that's not a
or something like
that's
that?
Or yeah, along the lines
of that. This
looks
like probably like a lower-end type of...
It'll be a camera.
You know,
it'll be like a little. It'll be like a silly camera.
Oh,
like,
cool.
Yeah. Okay.
For me, I think it's obviously the cell phone, but then the lunchbox, too, feels
yeah,
like...
Lunchbox,
yeah, lunchbox.
It's got John Jaren on it.
Yeah, that's
it's got
good.
John Jaren on it, man.
As comic book characters or something.
What more could you possibly want in your life than that?
We do have there was a wrestling night, wasn't there, John?
Oh, we got wrestling
nights? You have to make sure you address
that. Yeah, but
that.
It wasn't 3,000. But that's fine. It's become one of the bigger ones.
Yeah, we always talk about wrestling
nights. Yeah, March 20th versus Celtics, Grizz Sunglasses, the first 5,000 fans.
Memphis staple, you have to have
it
a
is.
Wrestling night.
It is. Now, there's a women's empowerment night, which I'm in huge favor of.
Good, yeah.
Because I think women need to be empowered. You know, there's just no doubt about that.
A lot of themes with that, with the mentoring night.
Yes.
You know, a lot of themes to... You know, just make us better.
Gospel night, February 20th versus the Jazz.
The Lord is my light and salvation.
That's right.
I can perform.
The weeping deacon if we need him.
Yep.
February 23rd versus the Kings is the Lunar New Year, which we want to include everyone, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that a inclusivity thing? I don't know. Excuse me if it's not.
My New Year is the first.
Well, I know, but it's there's lots of New Years.
I know.
Like, are you speaking of the Jewish New Year that's
no,
upon
that's,
us?
No, I know.
No,
the lunar.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that something to do with the moon?
Yeah.
But is that a... I think I have placed that upon the Chinese inaccurately. So.
Oh, their calendar.
Yeah.
Don't be uncomfortable.
No, I think it was like a... It was just a misstep. It was just a...
It's live radio. It happens. Don't beat yourself up.
But you thought the same thing. You thought lunar meant Chinese as well.
No, when you said lunar, I'm thinking moon.
But I thought we don't celebrate the moon, bro. We celebrate the cultures.
Whose lunar New Year is it then?
I thought it was the Chinese New Year. I thought that's what it meant.
But you obviously just found out it's not.
No, it's not. Although the Chinese New Year, if you Wikipedia lunar New Year, it says for the lunar solar Chinese celebration in particular, see Chinese New Year. This appears to be separate of the Chinese New Year, though. We would not be celebrating the Chinese New Year because we don't have any Chinese players. Well, we do have Zach Edey, who has Chinese heritage, so it wouldn't be the craziest thing.
Perhaps that's what the tie is. I don't know.
I want to apologize.
Do you know we have a lot of Chinese NBA fans? We're back in
we
China.
We do. We do.
Like,
we have,
we're
we,
back.
We ha- yeah, we have to.
They're investing in us again.
We have to placate. There's no doubt about that.
You said that.
Oh, yeah,
we're back in China.
Yes. So if it is indeed a Chinese celebration, then it makes sense. But again, don't know. Might just be a moon thing.
You won't get a promotional schedule breakdown like this anywhere else. Got to come to J&J.
No, it's the only one that's a little ambiguous. Like, it's, you know, I know what gospel night means. I know what adoptable pet night means. Like, Lunar New Year, you know, is that a moon thing? Is that a Chinese thing?
Horoscope thing?
Either way, I'm there. I'll be there. February 23rd. I'll be prepared to celebrate both. How about that?
I can tell wrestling night doesn't get y'all up like it used to.
Well, you know, I mean, it's always going to be done well. I mean, but yeah, you get kind of used to it. You know, the first time it came around, the second time it came around, it was just, you know, it's all new. Eventually, it settles in, but they'll do a good job. But people always love it. People always look forward to it. It's always done very well. It's just become kind of, I don't mean this in a negative way, it's just old hat. You know, it's like
Memphis Madness.
Yeah, it happens once a year, and then, yeah, it gets tough. Like,
it's tough to do.
You're gonna have to start
make it better.
Bringing, you know, it's time for The Rock to show up. You know, I mean,
I was thinking of John Cena.
Yeah, he's retired. So,
oh.
No, I'm saying he'll have time.
Oh.
Like, by the time wrestling night comes around, March 20th, I think he'll either be retired or very close to retired.
Oh, okay.
So I think Cena's definitely.
I'll get him and then my man Coco out of retirement.
Yes. He'd be the retirement.
He and his family just reached out about dad, so he's available.
That's awesome. Yep. Coco, beware. Reach out about your dad.
He did. His wife did. Said she wanted me to know from Coco.
That's unbelievable.
How much he appreciated dad. And
how amazing is that?
That's a wrestling Hall of Famer.
Yeah, well, we've had him on the show.
We had him one time.
His wife knows my wife, I'm pretty sure. That's how we hooked it up. And
wow.
Yeah, she had sent me a lovely message from Coco.
That's awesome.
I'm very appreciative. And if I can get him out for wrestling night, I will do the best I can.
I love it. I love it.
He's a Hall of Famer, as you know.
He's a WWE Hall of Famer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Y'all around here talking all that mess. Y'all are not WWE Hall of Famers. Mm-hmm. Y'all walk around here talking all that trash, you know.
Who are we referring to?
Anybody. Y'all. I mean, anybody. Oh, okay. You know, y'all. I mean, everybody.
You were looking at me.
I'm talking, you know, to you.
Coco,
show,
we're in the hall.
No, but I'm saying, you know, there's so many people out there. They're in their office. They're driving around. Y'all ain't in the WWE Hall of Fame.
You know? Oh, yeah, dude.
And you can never be.
The guy had the parrot, man. He's the best.
Coco beware.
An original.
Coco beware. Anyway, we're excited. We're excited about the Grizzly season. I think that's kind of the message that we're trying to spread here, right? Yeah. One of positivity and love and lunar. And we will be excited.
Call 12.
We will be excited. Call 12 night is March 18th for the Knicks.
That's a good one.
That's a good game.
Great game.
We haven't even talked about the basketball piece of it. See, it's always good when you don't even have to talk about the basketball piece of it. So, there you go. All right, we'll come back. Ben Adore's going to join us. I'm sure we'll talk to him about some of this and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 90 FM, ESPN. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Awesome. You hear that?
Awesome. Here I am.
It can only mean one thing. The voice of the Memphis Tigers. Bennett. I don't want to say your middle name. I don't want to dox you.
It's Hampton.
Bennett Hampton Doyle, producer, Gary Parrish Show, Grind City Media, Grizz Radio Network here during the season, which is coming up very soon.
Right around the corner.
And joins us every single Thursday in studio. He joins us now. Bennett Doyle.
What's going on?
You know, I always thought, you know, that you've been a great asset in the Memphis media scene. I just think it's a good... You're a good component, you know. You're a good person to have, but you know, I don't know if I like the ascension that I'm seeing. I think you know you're sort of losing, you know, kind of your place in the ecosystem. And you didn't run that by me, right? We didn't talk about it. And all of a sudden, I look up, and every week, you're the first voice I hear on a Memphis football promo.
Well, you know, I love my Tigers, and I think they love me back.
They do. They love you over there. Now, again, you're sitting there this week. It was, you were sitting there with some barbecue utensils and clanging them together and like an idiot.
Cooking whole hog.
You know, and you were making the noises.
Mm-hmm.
What noises were they?
It was the pig squeal.
It was the pig squealing like a pig on air.
That's awesome.
And of course, you were doing that because you said the Tigers were about to come get the pig.
Yeah.
Which that's what I actually tell my son every night before I'm gonna get the pig. I'm gonna get the pig. He loves it, you know, much like you. You love it. You love getting the pig.
Yeah.
And that is indeed, regardless of your own personal ascension, that is indeed what happened. The Tigers got the pig Saturday.
Yes.
They ate
good.
How major was that for Memphis and Ryan Silverfield?
Oh, it was huge. Oh my God. I don't think you can overstate it. Like, just because now, as we get into conference play, you're in the conversation until you lose a game. You're the talk. You're the group of five school that everybody's going to be. Every time we talk about that 12 seed, you're in the talk until you lose.
Right.
So it was huge to win that game. You know, we talked to Bretman Murphy this week, and he said, I guess it's true, but it kind of got my antennas up. He was like, you know, and they could lose a game because they won that Arkansas game in conference or out of conference. You know, they could lose a conference game and still get to the college football playoff. I think it depends on which one. Like, I don't think you could lose to USF and still get to the college football playoff. But, you know, I think there's a little wiggle room now since you got that Arkansas win. So, it was huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, John, you didn't keep that as honest as we said you needed to keep.
Yeah, what's up?
I don't want to.
Because I'm looking at it now.
Yeah.
This is what you're referring to?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Now, before you came in here, Bennett, I want to straighten you out.
Was he downplaying it?
He He basically said you should feel ashamed of yourself.
That well, he compared you to Leonardo DiCaprio for that performance.
I said you were all in on the performance because I know you. I know my man. And I've watched you.
Yeah.
And I've watched your ascension. This is a man who's all in on giving the Tigers everything that he has. And I think that's a great thing.
Well, and y'all didn't hear the speech either. It didn't get posted because there was B-roll of a tiger viciously killing a wild boar, and so I don't think they wanted to put it just out there for the world to see. But there was an incredible speech that went along with all of that as well. See, but I'm just glad to be involved.
Dude, apparently you made quite the impression on Ryan Silverfield when y'all did that on location over there. We thought you were just getting burnt up by Devin Walker. But you were over there making inroads and rubbing it, and now you're like the voice of the Tigers. That's amazing.
I know.
Why would they stop doing it now when they're winning when you do it? Congratulations.
One
of us is happy for you. One of these two guys
thank
is
you,
happy
Jason,
for you.
Thank you.
Hopefully you know which one of us is.
I'm just doing anything I can to further
it's
the
great.
Agenda of my university, my alma mater, a place that I love and call home. I'm just glad to – that they're welcoming me back with open arms.
John,
it means so much.
Like
White
that.
Station doesn't do that, so I'm glad University of Memphis is.
Yeah, what's going on White Station, man?
I mean, have y'all been back?
No.
They don't like us.
I mean, I know they have a lot of people to pick from.
That's the problem, is that there's just so many talented folks.
But, I mean, I was like, damn, like, y'all, can somebody, like, you know, hey, come speak to my class? I don't want to, I would rather speak to a White Station class than I would a University of Memphis class.
I don't know about that.
I
might have thought that once upon a time, but.
Well, the University of Memphis class, like, you know, whatever. Y'all might be from Atlanta. Y'all might be from Clarksville. I don't care about that. Like, if you're from, you know, U.S. White Station.
I would assume that the majority of
the majority, but
the U of M's
some out of towners.
Memphis area.
You get some Jackson, Tennessee folks. I mean, I'm happy to speak to both, but I would rather be invited. I've never been invited back to the White Station ever. In fact, I was banned. They banned me for some reason back in the day because I don't know. So
now I got a question for you, especially with Media Day on Monday. Now that you are in the place that you are, do you get all the good interviews? You know what I'm saying? You remember those days back in the day where maybe we even had to interview a two-way guy back when you were on this side of things? And I imagine it's just a completely different world in terms of what you'll see and hear on Media Day.
I'm hoping Monday we get to talk to some people. Yes, I'm really excited too. I'm just excited to get this thing going again. It seems like that as we get closer, like the vibes are starting to get a little more. I don't know. I mean, I think everybody's optimistic to start a season, but at the same time, like I saw Phoenix's media day yesterday, and Devin Booker looked like he wanted to cry, like in those pictures.
Well, he should.
Like that, so, I think here, it seems like there's some optimism slowly building. I mean, I think we hope that we're going to get some good news about Jaren, and hopefully he'll be ready to start the season. You know, it's been good vibes with Ja all summer long, but I think too, I think that people are going to be, I think that this is going to be an exciting brand of basketball. Like I think Isolo is going to bring something to this that maybe we haven't had in recent years. I'm excited about it.
I'm hoping so.
Yeah.
What about the, you think we'll get an update on the newly tattooed Zach Edey and his status in turn, or do you think they'll sort of, you know, hey, we're monitoring because
I would.
What's your feeling on when we'll see Zach Edey?
So I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know anything, but I wouldn't be surprised if you might see like a injury report come out before media day, just so those guys aren't getting bombarded, right?
Right.
Because that's what everybody's going to ask Jaren and Edey, right? That's the first thing they're going to ask. So I wouldn't be surprised if you see something come out before media day just to give an update on both of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard DeMichael talking about him, and he said, because originally it was, man, you know, it could be we don't get him back till January or late December, early January, and he seemed more positive than that. He seemed to think that maybe even before December, so that would be huge. Yeah, because I had it in my mind that, okay, well, we ain't going to have him till January. That's how I've been thinking all summer long. So if he gets back, you know, if we could get him back by, say, Thanksgiving, something like that, that'd be massive for this team.
Yeah.
John, I mean, he was just named number 88 in ESPN's top 100.
In the second year.
Pretty good.
I mean, it's
pretty
like,
good.
It's kind of the bare minimum, isn't it?
Why?
I mean, the top 100, how many NBA players are there?
Well, there's only three Grizzlies, Ja, Jaren, and Edey.
Yeah, but the rest of it, like, I mean, Jalen Wells probably should be in that conversation.
Maybe so.
the rest of it is like, okay, KCP is just like a bit guy at this point. You're hoping to get some veteran leadership from some shooting. Coward hasn't done anything. Mm. And then what else you got?
I'm stoked about KCP.
I mean, I know. I think it'll be good. Yeah. He's not going to be a guy that pops up on this list.
Yeah, right.
You know what I
right,
mean? At this right. stage in his career. But like, yeah, I mean, they should have Jalen Wells on there. They should have Zach Edey on there. They should have, with any luck this year, Cedric Coward on there next year. Like, are you allowing yourself, and I'm not just asking you this because you're a Grizzlies fan,
mm-hmm.
but like, give me like an objective perspective on what you are expecting from Cedric Coward.
Man, in year one, and a guy that hasn't played like, I mean, what did he play in? And how many college basketball games did he play last year?
Six.
Yes. So, like, I can't sit here and act like my expectations are. I doubt it. I mean, I do not think he will start the season by any means. Like, I think that I think he's,
yeah,
in my opinion, clearly going to be behind KCP and Jalen Wells.
If he does start, I would not mind that, by the way. Well, I mean, he won the job.
Jalen's earned that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Jalen's earned that.
And if you notice, I mean, they put out the promo this week with the new jerseys and everything. It's him and Jaren on it. Like, you can kind of, you know, I think they are happy with, like, how much he's progressed since they drafted. And like, a lot of that's him, to his credit, but like, he's huge, dude. You see pictures of that guy lately? He's gotten
like
really
boxer.
Big. And so, yeah, I think that they are, you know, pleasantly surprised by how far he's come along since he was drafted. And so, yeah, I think he's earned it.
Where does Gigi fit in?
I don't know.
Because it doesn't seem like they can wait. They need
right.
it to come now. And so where does it have to, if it's going to happen, and it needs to happen for Gigi, how does it happen? What does it look
because
like?
Because I was saying all last year that I thought that eventually the best version of this team would be with Gigi in that starting lineup, you know, being just one of those, like, scoring small forwards, like a Rudy Gay type player.
He was coming
right?
off the injury, I guess, that we had to right. take that into account.
Right. And
but I'm with you.
He's still the youngest player on the team,
which is crazy.
In year three. But I think that he's just got to go out there and grab it because there are, now you do have a number situation. I mean, Cedric Howard's going to play.
Yes.
So, he was top 10 pick. So, you do have a number situation. Vince Williams is back. He's supposedly fully healthy. So, Ty Jerome's going to get a lot of minutes.
Santi's playing behind Jaren on most nights, right? I mean,
Santi's going to get a lot of minutes.
So like, that 3-4 spot.
Yeah. So, and you would also – you would also assume, like, Taylor Jenkins played, what, like 10, 11 guys? Mm-hmm. I'm not sure it's going to be like that with Tomas Isolo. I don't know if he's going to play as many guys as Jenkins did. So
Stars playing
too.
More minutes is with the picture you're sort of painting. Remember how crazy we were going about that last year?
Right.
Playing that many guys, but, you know, John and Jaren aren't in at the 8-7 minute mark of the fourth quarter.
Right.
So if it's a shorter rotation, your point, surely those guys are having to be on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But.
Yep. Let's do this. Let's take a break.
Yeah, go ahead.
We got to do that, and then we'll continue this conversation on Grizz and more. Stick around. Jason and John, already trying to film. Yes.
Grind City Media's own Bennett Doyle is in the building. We're doing two segments with Bennett now, man. I mean, it's crazy.
We're talking about the Memphis Grizzlies and just sort of the expectations. One thing that I've been kind of trying to sell this week that nobody seems to be buying.
What?
But I've been trying to sell, like, this Rockets injury with Van Vliet. Like, is help very helpful to the Grizzlies?
It's massive. I mean, it's just massive in the West.
Anything good in the West is, like, more than you'd expect. Like, usually it's the other way around.
Because they don't, I mean, they just don't, there's nothing that they can really do right now.
It's going to be Reed Shepard.
They don't have a
lot
of flexibility. I know.
I mean, it could be
the number four.
That's what I was going to say.
What was he, four?
Three.
Yeah, he was three.
It could be worse than handing it to the number three overall pick. But he looked bad. He spent most of the year last year in the G League.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not going to be great. I mean, you have KD, you have Dorian Finney-Smith, you have Thompson, you have Sengun. Your floor is extremely high. You're a 45-win team probably walking out of bed.
But can you win the title?
Yeah, and I think, like, you're more, like, I think with Van Vliet, you could have talked yourself into that team being a 55-60-win team.
And they were bad without him last year.
Yeah.
Like, when he missed time last year, they were in free fall.
Yes.
So That's a huge loss. I mean, I think they will try to get creative, regardless of what their record is. I think they'll try to get creative, maybe around trade deadline, and see what they can do. Because I mean, it's kind of championship or bust for them this season.
Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah, but I think that's like, if you're the Grizzlies, you know, you're just kind of looking for anything and everything. Because like, obviously internally, you'll have to have things that go your way, but. In terms of,
okay,
you know.
Gary shut me down on this yesterday because, you know, we were talking about Zion, right? Like, all the pictures come out and stuff like that. And I was like, they're kind of an interesting team, man. And he's like, please, no. But I don't know. I mean,
I mean, I think they're interesting. If you're getting that,
like, what if he's awesome?
Well,
and plays all year.
He is awesome.
Yeah, he is awesome. And what if he plays all year?
But they lose when he's out there, when he's giving them 20 and 10. I mean, I just,
but maybe like,
when has it ever come together when he's out there?
Yeah,
and have they looked good with him?
I mean,
you know, sustained.
Yeah,
looked good.
Yeah,
and what is Jordan Poole there too? I mean, that's so interesting. A loser.
He only played 30 games last year. So, I mean, I think last year you can kind of, 23-24, they were thoroughly in the play. They did make the play in, I believe, in 23-24.
Sounds right.
I mean, he was a big piece on an NBA title team, right? And I know he's.
Who's Zion?
No,
oh, Poole.
No, Poole.
Oh,
Poole. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was a long time ago.
I get it, like, shot jacker, I understand. Yeah. And that couldn't have been the worst. That's probably the worst situation he could have gone to is Washington, because it was like, okay, well, he's going to get every shot he wants and just be able to do whatever he wants on that team. You know, will they hold him accountable here, and will he fit into whatever system they're trying to run there? I don't know. I just think
You asked me if they are interesting. Interesting, totally.
Yeah. Like, Good? Are they the bottom feeder of the West? I'm not so sure.
Well, because, like, the only issue with them is that they are just ungodly young. They are so young. I mean, they drafted two first top 10 picks with Queen and Fears this year.
Well, and just traded that pick to do it. That's the thing to go get Queen. What is that pick to Atlanta that they now have? So they have what they've done with
their
assets.
Exactly.
They've gone all in with this team that doesn't look like a finished team.
No, it doesn't.
Built the roster.
It really doesn't. That's, I mean, because you're, you know, Trey Murphy and Zion kind of feel like they're being held hostage.
A lot of repeat in there.
Yeah.
Because they got Herb Jones. I mean, it's just kind of, it's a weird team.
Yes.
It's a weird team. I don't really know what they're doing because they seem like, all right, if you start the conversation with Herb Jones, Zion Williamson, and Trey Murphy, oh, man, damn, all right, that sounds like we're
cooking
with something.
It's a nice little core, yeah.
But then it's like DeJounte Murray and
he's injured
Jordan
still.
Hawkins and Jordan Poole. Like, okay, now what is this? I have no idea what this is. Mm-hmm. So it's a big gumbo of a team, honestly, that feels like they will be unloading and selling by the trade deadline. They're good enough to lose to, if that's what you're getting at. Like, the Grizzlies, if they don't take it seriously, could easily lose on a Tuesday night at Smoothie King Arena. I mean, at the Smoothie King Center, whatever they call it, down there.
Don't you open with them, too?
Yes, here? That's the opener. That
October 4th. Yeah.
So I don't think they'll be good, but, I mean, there'll be a team that's like, I could see everybody hating each other, you know, by midseason here, because, you know, who's their big? Kevon Looney and Eve Meesey.
And they drafted the guy.
Yeah, and Queen. Yeah. I mean, he ain't going to be ready.
Probably not.
They moved it like they expect him to be.
He sucked in summer league, from what I saw.
He didn't have a good summer.
Doesn't mean he won't be good in the league. But I think that's a project, and I think they're going to have to fire my guy Willie Green. You know, and I think you've identified him just a little too early.
Okay.
You know, that's fine. Or you're trying to get credit for something that's going to happen in 5 or 6 years. That's fine. But I don't think it's going to happen for you today or this year.
All right.
I don't think that's where your radar needs to be focused in 2025, 26.
Who should I be focused on?
Like the Spurs. I think you need to be focused on the Spurs. I think you need to be focused on the Mavs.
Everyone has just already crowned them, huh? Like
you're trying to crown the Pelicans number five
on that damn list. I mean, something, bro.
That was crazy. We said that on the show. We said why he jumped.
I get it. Like, the dude's a freak and he's gonna be amazing. But like, I gotta see it with my own eyes first.
Yeah. Like, okay. Like, here are the threats to the Grizzlies: the Spurs, the Mavericks. If they get Kyrie back in any kind of time.
Which they said he's looking good.
Right. And that's really about it in terms of teams that are under them. I mean, I don't think the Jazz are nipping at anybody's heels.
Mm-mm.
The Kings are always what they are, which is like just mid. They're just like the definition of mid. So it's just going to be, the Suns aren't, that we know they're, I guess Portland maybe, but
not yet.
It just, I agree. I mean, I think they'll be better, but I don't think it'll probably be 2026-27 event as opposed to 25-26. So I do think that's kind of working for you if you're the Grizzlies. Like, there's only really one team that's behind you that should theoretically jump you this year, and that's the Spurs.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't even seem to think that the Spurs will, but I think they will.
I mean, I think it's a safe bet, but I got to see it. Like, I feel like we're in like year, you know, what year is this for Wemby? Three?
Technically three, but he didn't play really much last year.
Yeah.
But yeah.
We've just been talking about it. I got to see it.
Well, I mean, you're going to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, you can't turn the lights off.
They're still a really young team.
They are a young team.
Yeah.
But I just love everything they've done. Like,
They've brought in De'Aaron Fox, who is a great option for them mm-hmm. as a lead guard. They drafted Stephon Castle, obviously, 2 years ago, Rookie of the Year. Mm-hmm. They had back-to-back Rookie of the Years. That helps. Then you draft two top 10 guys in Carter Bryant
right.
and Dylan Harper this year. It's like, they organizationally, it feels like they just have not missed in the last three seasons. That
yeah,
helps.
That's, yeah, I think that's fair.
Were you more taken aback like we were by Zion's weight loss or Luka's?
I mean, I'll say Zion. I feel like they just shamed Luka. And he, you know what I mean? Like the Luka thing, and it's like all eyes on Luka because of the Lakers. Like it, yeah.
Yeah.
Zion that, lost, that was going to happen no matter what.
Luka lost 15 pounds.
Yeah.
Zion lost 50.
Yeah.
It looks like a
yes.
big difference.
Yes. Yeah. The Zion, the picture just popped off the page. Like I've seen Luka look kind of in
yes,
shape before.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Right. The Zion right. picture popped off the page as soon as
Bro,
I saw
it. Does
it.
Not
yes.
look like him.
Bro, right. I told Jason this. He looks like a 3-and-D wing now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
true.
Like, bro, you look like Herb Jones.
Yeah.
Like, what happened?
Are we expecting any physical changes with any Grizzlies member?
Oh, I think Ja looks big. I think really? We're going to see him on Monday. And
we saw him on the stream
yeah.
with the iShow Speed.
Yeah,
like,
man.
I didn't,
in the parking garage.
You saw
That's
him with the shirt off. That man, he looks big to me.
I didn't really think about it.
Yeah.
I'm glad
he,
you think.
Been
your
the
eyes
weights.
Are telling me
yeah.
that seems it must be real.
Yeah, Ja's been hitting the weights, it looks like. I think.
Oh, that's good.
I think we'll be surprised there. Yeah. I think we'll be
You think that's
well,
good?
If that's the case, it'll be one of the big storylines. Yeah.
And Jalen. Jalen, too.
Dude, Jalen if
Wells.
he's made enough of a difference in terms of strength that it's showing, you can see it, it's absolutely going to stand out.
But he'll mm-hmm.
Especially with the whole, hey, let's get him on the floor for a whole season, making
yep.
him stronger, more durable, all that. It'll be one of the big storylines coming out Monday if that's the case. And why wouldn't we believe Bennett?
Well, I mean, I'm not saying I don't believe him. I just, you know,
He did have the shirt off now that you mentioned
mm-hmm.
it.
Go he's showing it off.
That's
He's
exactly,
showing it off. I've been in the gym. Yep.
Because you know, this is it was worldwide on that stream. You're
yep.
exactly right,
yep.
dude. See, this
that
is
was
why
on I, purpose.
This, you bring the good stuff.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even.
This is the insight you need.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah.
We looked at it. We didn't think anything.
No, I did
He's
not.
He's got the shirt off for a reason.
It. Yep.
But don't you
With
worry?
Show speed.
Don't you worry a little bit though that if because it will if, when you add muscle you'll weigh more so it will be more weight on his landing.
Nah.
I thought muscle's less weight. Am I just completely I mean, getting I, that I, scientifically
I, no,
wrong?
I thought
is it more weight?
Muscle weighs more than fat,
yeah.
but I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know how that works. But I don't know. Maybe anything that could possibly help.
Dude, he needs 5-10 more pounds on. We've been waiting on him growing into that man body for a mm-hmm. while.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Just to look as much like D Rose as you can.
Well, maybe this is the year then. Jaren has become an absolute unit over the years. So.
Oh yeah.
Like
yeah,
you compare dudes. What he looked like coming
yes.
in the league.
Yes.
Like that dude is a grown ass man mm-hmm. now. There's no doubt about it. All right, Bennett.
Thank you, brother.
Congrats
Let's
on
go.
Everything.
Yeah.
Thanks for
I
coming
bet we'll
in.
Get a bunch of stuff coming in next week.
Yes.
I'm sure we'll get a bunch of stories out of Media Day.
Yep. Sounds like a plan. He has been at Doyle, Grind City Media, Grizz Radio Network. We'll come back, wrap this up. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles. The only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally.
It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's always a good time to be getting over to Robert Irwin Jewelers, even if you're not getting engaged, because you've got people that you love in your life, and perhaps it's a birthday, perhaps it's an accomplishment, a graduation. Howie's got the perfect gift and jewelry form for whatever the occasion in your life. And of course, if you're getting engaged, you got to go with Robert Irwin Jewelers, because they got the peace of mind meant to be guaranteed. You buy your loose diamond and custom made engagement ring at Robert Irwin Jewelers, you have 365 days to return it. And so, yeah, things go wrong, if you don't like it, take it on back. Free ring sizing for life. You also get free jewelry spa service for life, and that's a nice thing to have. My wife doesn't keep hers as clean as I would like her to. With Howie, you just keep going back, getting that free jewelry spa service, just sitting there, put that thing in the sauna. You've got the stone tightening, the buffing, the polishing, all of it comes with that engagement ring. Got all the financing options as well. Ask her now and pay later with financing like 24 months deferred interest, or you can take up to 60 months to pay at a low APR. Howie and his family, they've been doing this for 4 decades, so they know what they're doing. Means you're going to walk out of the place with a smile because you've got the best deal in town and the best gift for the best price. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, always at Robert Irwin Jewelers or online at rijewelers.com. John, I have learned, I was corrected by a man who would know because he stays in the gym. Muscle indeed weighs more than fat.
Bang.
I was on the opposite side of that. How at 40, almost 49, do I not have that straight?
I don't know.
Thank you, Muscle Man.
Thank you,
Kantar.
Shout out to the Muscle Man, Kantar. You know, that's it's a very important distinction. But again, you know, I don't know how that will work. I mean, I don't necessarily want Ja to have more pressure on those ligaments. But if it helps him be more, if it helps him be stronger, you know,
yeah,
or whatever the case, like maybe it's a net positive. I don't know the answer.
I mean, dude, he needs more weight on him.
Yeah.
It would just, Ja's always been sort of along the, you know, Will Barton kind of Raley line.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just be nice to, you know, you figured that was going to come naturally, maybe more so than any weightlifting. It's just,
yep,
with as you age and get older, that's, it naturally happens to you. But I'm not worried about his bounce not being the same or anything like that with a couple extra pounds of muscle, which he can use to get free, to get open, mm-hmm, to go get the ball, get guys off of him.
Most definitely.
Can only be a benefit as far as I see it.
Most definitely. So I'm looking forward to that. Looking forward to this year with Ja Morant. Thursday night football game tonight. It is going to be the Seattle Seahawks on the road at the Arizona Cardinals. A couple of things for the Arizona Cardinals. They're going to be down two of their top three DBs, Garrett Williams as well as Will Johnson. None of those guys are household names, but, you know, tough ask, bro. You got Cooper Kupp and Jaxon Smith-Njigba. You know, you'd love to, you know, have all your best guys there, and it sounds as though they are not going to. So Sam Darnold going to be slicing them up.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, maybe a home team, home dog. I do like that Arizona coach. That's the only thing that's keeping me that's giving me a little bit of anxiety about it, mm-hmm, as a Seattle backer. It's like that coach is good, Gannon, and they, you know, they could have beaten the
49ers.
We
don't think Seattle's
he is.
Okay,
but I'm just saying that the you know, a coach I like getting points at home is like, you know, it's kind of tough to pass up, but I have passed it up at this point in time.
Smartly so.
Yeah, at this point. But you know, you can make the case, I think, for Arizona. Like, they could be 3-0 right now. They almost beat the 49ers last week. It was Mac Jones, in fairness. So, you know, you could also say, well, how the hell do you not beat Mac Jones?
Right.
But no, it should be a fun Thursday night divisional game here between these two teams. I think, you know, Seattle, I'm trying to figure out, you know, are they a serious team? I mean, I don't know if this would necessarily make me believe they are. But
that division.
Yeah.
Because Rams, I do believe, even with the loss to Philly, they are serious. I think what the 49ers are showing us is they're going to find ways to win, even with all of the injuries and what happens when they get healthy again. So that, I don't know, Seahawks and Cardinals both got a lot to prove because you've got the Rams and the Niners still performing. So
yes, but I'll tell you this, one thing that is for sure, like we can argue all day about who's going to win between Seattle and Arizona and who's going to win the NFC West and all those things, but one thing that is for sure is that you go over to leaders, and they're going to be right there with you on your financial journey. They're the best. They've been rocking with us here on the show. They're a full-service checking and savings account. You know, you're part of the community there. You're not just a statistic. You know, they are here to help you on that journey, whatever it may be, whether it's the HELOC, whether it's a checking account with 4% APY, savings account with as high as 5% APY. Leaders Credit Union is here for you. LeadersCU.com/ESPN for more information. That's LeadersCU.com/ESPN. And it's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Bennett Doyle for joining us on the show. Jeffrey and Company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.